A UN and Red Cross convoy finally brought food and medicine to the besieged Syrian town of Madaya yesterday after pictures of starving, gaunt residents shocked the world. Madaya is only an hour from Damascus, but it's controlled by rebels trying to overthrow the government, and it's been surrounded by Syrian government troops for months. Other towns are also besieged, some by ISIS, a handful by rebels. And there's outrage at starvation as a bargaining tool, but the politics are complicated. Russia, the UN, the U.S. are all trying to get the many parties to talks on January 25th. And outside aid groups have been banned by the Assad government and ISIS. And without a no-fly zone, they'd be endangered anyway. Brice de la Vigne is operations director for Doctors Without Borders. They're not officially in Madaya, but Brice, you are helping a local clinic there. So what are you hearing?
I mean, this is still a kind of an horrific situation. Since the 1st of December, 28 people die of starvation, of hunger, basically. And what is even more striking is you have half of them were adult.
Because they were adults, that makes it worse?
Yes, yes. I mean, unfortunately, you expect in a crisis children or elderly or senior people to die easier. But when you start to have adults that die, it's really a sign that you are facing the maximum kind of a horrific situation. And also, I mean, I just got some stories also that our staff did not eat for the last few days and they had to feed children with syrup, with medicine, because the kids need some sugar, some energy, and didn't have anything to eat anymore.
We hear people are eating boiled olive leaves, stray cats.
Yes.
Look, it sounds like Leningrad surrounded by Hitler's troops, but of course this is a civil war. These are Syrian troops surrounding this town. And this isn't the only besieged town. There may be as many as 400,000 people trapped, we understand, but the crisis is really peaking here.
Look, here in Madaya is another situation where you have, for many months and weeks, you have the Syrian government putting people under siege with basically snipers, with landmines and population not able to go out and to leave the place.
You call it effectively an open-air prison.
Yes, indeed. I mean, people cannot leave, even if they want. And it's quite striking to see how, unfortunately, we get used to it, but I mean, to recall how terrible is this conflict in Syria. People, the civilian population, have absolutely no basic needs whatsoever. The party of the conflict are supposed to respect a minimum rule of war, but this is not the case here.
Talk about the ongoing efforts to get everyone to the negotiating table.
Yes.
And so the UN and others are trying to do that, but in the meantime, they've got these siege tactics. So how does this politically shake out? Is there a fear that, you know, they want to get these commanders to come to the negotiating table, so let's not push them too hard on the siege? I mean, what are some of the politics on the ground?
Oh, there are many. Look, I'm not the best placed as a humanitarian worker. I mean, my job is to get the basic need for the people. And here we have been stuck and we have almost no access to those areas. I mean, for Doctors Without Borders, we used to work side by side with the population and to send our doctors and nurses there. Here it's been many years that we cannot do that. That's why we support healthcare workers through a network, which is very frustrating, of course. But it also means that the quantity and the quality of the supply is not good enough.
Well, but you mentioned the legality of this.
Yes.
What is the law? I mean,
The law is, yeah, it's quite clear. I mean, for civilian population, whoever is attacking or holding a land, a geographic land, is supposed to provide water, food, medicine to a population. And each party at the conflict have some very clear obligation.
That's the criticism, that because so many different people trying to get everybody to the negotiating table have different allies, that different players aren't willing to lean on people to end these kinds of sieges. And in this case, maybe the Russians. I mean, they're not willing to lean on the Syrian government.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, I mean, again, as you see a besieged area here in Madaya, in other places, I mean, being the different group, ISIS, being the different opposition groups in Syria, they are all using this tactic. And we are in a kind of an escalade of terrible pressure on an horrific thing on civilian population. And the only thing that can relieve that is basically to increase as much as possible the political pressure to at least give the basic needs to the population. I mean, it's completely amazing, I mean, to see children, adults, and people dying of starvation in a country like Syria, which used to be a kind of a middle-range country, and now they're dying of starvation. This is crazy, basically.
That's Brice Delevingne, Operations Director for Doctors Without Borders. Brice, thank you so much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.